Turning 50 can be a dramatic experience. I remember when I turned 50, and I even remember when my dad turned 50. My mother threw an enormous surprise party. And while there was no surprise party thrown on October 29th, something very special reached the ripe age of 50 on that day, a technology that is rewriting modern life. On October 29th, 1969, the Internet was born. Back then, it wasn't called the Internet, and only a handful of computers were connected to it. The first message was sent between two of those computers, one at Stanford and the other at UCLA. And it took two more years before the first email was sent, and 20 more years before the first web page went live. And today, many of us can't imagine our lives without the Internet. Whether it's shopping online, or ordering a Lyft, or doing our banking, or sending an email, or tweeting, or posting a memory on Facebook, the Internet is reshaping modern life. It has enabled every person to be a reporter and share information, correct or incorrect, useful or not, with friends and followers. It's difficult to comprehend how the Internet has enabled people to communicate with each other on such a scale. For better or worse, the Internet is here and it's not going away. We can rail about the misuse of social media, of Facebook, Twitter, and the rest, but we can't put the genie back in the bottle. Progress by nature is disruptive. It upsets the status quo and forces society and people to deal with new realities even when we aren't prepared for it. And it's clear to me that we weren't ready for the changes the Internet brought. Social media is transforming the political landscape. But more, it is also reshaping our culture. To imagine that social media only impacts the outcome of an election is to ignore how social media is being weaponized to find the fissures in our culture and to widen them. Too frequently, misinformation is knowingly disseminated with the intent of playing on people's fears and prejudice. And while this does result in votes, it also results in a society where trust is eroded. And because social media provides distance between the speaker and those spoken to, the language of public debate has become all the more coarse. When once politeness, etiquette, and good behavior were rewarded, today, it is the witty comeback, the bitey quip, and the sarcastic tweet that people seem to reward. And when that doesn't work, it becomes name-calling and insinuation. Social media allows for the speaker to have a large megaphone and yet simultaneously not be held accountable. The Internet is now 50, but many, whether for profit or political motive, are acting like children. The Internet has grown up. It's time now for those using it to do the same. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam and OurJewishCommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.